Dear Governor Walker, my name is Kevin Pfeiffer, and I'm a Southeast Alaskan fisherman. There is a very serious movement afoot that threatens all Southeast Alaska coastal communities. It has nothing to do with the abundance of king salmon in Alaskan waters or the ocean survival rates of young salmon. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has shown itself to be capable of protecting our local stocks through science-based management. An international closed-door treaty process is threatening to remove our rights to catch king salmon. The Pacific Salmon Treaty is now being negotiated between Alaska, Canada, and the Lower 48. It will decide the amount of access that all Alaskans have to king salmon for the next 10 years. The current situation threatens the survival of sport, commercial, charter, and subsistence fishermen. At the Salmon Forum in Sitka, our chief negotiator, Charlie Swanton, said that 85% of the fish we are catching are someone else's fish. He was arguing that many fish caught in Alaska are not of Alaska origin, and therefore we should accept further cuts to our king salmon harvest. He made it abundantly clear that he is not negotiating in Alaska's interest. Since the beginning of the treaty 30 years ago, little has changed regarding the origin of the Chinook stocks, and negotiators have decided equity practices between Alaska, Canada, and the Lower 48. Alaska has given up over 62% of its all-gear quota, and currently Alaska's team is conceding another 10% cut. Governor Walker, you have spoken of being 100% behind our local fisheries. Please tell your team not to sign a treaty that gives away our king harvest. While Washington has increased its harvest by 42% in the past 30 years, Alaska has lost out on 62%. This is a resource that sustains our industry and should not be sent south of the border. As we all know, if you give our industries away, we won't get them back. Thank you. I'm Kevin Pfeiffer. I'm a Southeast Alaskan fisherman.